I'd like to call the regular meeting of the Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors to order. Can we please rise and start with pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Roll call has been taken. Let the record reflect, all members are present.
This is our time for public comments. If anybody in the public has any items that they'd like to speak about that's not agendized, this would be the time to come forward. I do have a card from Carrie Nash. If you would like to come forward and address the board, that'd be great.
Good evening. I'm really here tonight just to introduce myself. My name is Carrie Nash. I am the Executive Director for the American Lung Association for Northern California. And in my free time, I am the newly elected board member for the East Contra Costa Fire District. Chief Helmick asked that I came tonight, introduce myself. I live in Discovery Bay and have for many years, raised my family here. I will be acting as a liaison from my board to yours and attending your meetings on a regular basis and reporting back. Chief Helmick also wants you to realize and know that we just completed our 5-year strategic plan that we've been in the makings of and working on for the last 8 months. The plan is on the website and available and open to the public. If there's any questions, feel free to let me know.
Any questions for Carrie? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Nice to see you.
Any other public comment?
They want me back.
Yes, sir.
Good evening, board. I feel more under duress than normal. Terry Mahaney, I live on Discovery Bay Boulevard. I was at the P6 meeting a week or so ago, and the topic of the license plate readers came up, but nothing was mentioned about the things down there, the pylons or whatever that there might be, which, you know, to keep the traffic from going all the way through here and Newport, and then the right-hand lane, passing lane that's past Safeway. And I don't see anybody here with the sheriff. I guess maybe, I don't know, whether it's all whatever, or whatever. So that was supposed to have been in a package deal with the license plate reader. It was supposed to have been presented to Mr. Frazier, and then he was supposed to go to Caltrans with it. So I failed to ask the sheriff the other night at the meeting. I didn't know whether anybody here might know. I know you guys can't talk to me, but I thought maybe somebody else might have been here. So. Okay, thank you.
We have no updates, sir, on that.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Contact the supervisor's office, maybe, I don't know.
Okay, I can do that.
Thank you. Okay, any other public comment? Hearing none, I'll close public comment. Consent calendar?
Move approval of consent calendar.
Second.
Any discussion? Public comment? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. At this point, I will pass the gavel.
Thank you.
Okay, we move on to D1 presentations.
Oh,
we're up. We get to go out front because there will be someone, right, who's going to take the, you got it.
You got to say a few words before, is that okay?
Yeah.
So.
Yes, sir.
Is that okay? It's that time.
It is.
You've been here before. I got to thank you for, and from the board, thank you so much for a wonderful year.
Thank
with
you.
Your leadership. I think you did a great job. There were times that were easy, but times that weren't so easy, and I'm all well.
Thank you very much.
Before that, looked pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Can I take that?
Let me just pull up. You can come to the rain.
Don't
give me my hand.
Just watch the background on it.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
No speech.
What I was thinking was, how do I keep my mouth shut now? Anyway, it's been a pleasure working with you guys. It's been a good, we had some challenges to go through, but I think we worked them out together pretty well. And looking forward to some new leadership.
Okay, on to Veolia, B1.
Happy New Year's, everyone. So we finished out the year in December, continue our safe practices, almost 167,000 work safe free hours. Safety training, we, along with the town, did hearing testing and blood point traffic and training. Some monthly reports for water and wastewater submitted on time. All wells are active in the month of December. 39 million gallons went out, so production was way down. You can see here it's way down from one of the lowest months we've had in several years. Reduction about 41% compared to 2013. Saved a lot of water in December. Reduced chemical costs. Wastewater, another good year. I mean, another good mine, plant mine well. You can see basically our wastewater could be almost drinking water, so doing a good job. All lift stations are running. We did some more of our sewer assessments. The weather's kind of snuck up on us, so we had to take a break a little bit, but we continue to do that. And staff continues to do a good job on work orders and corrective action. And as you see, last month we had that spike. Those work orders came through, completed, and we're back down to normal rain. So continue to have another good month.
Okay. Any questions from the board? Any public comments? Close the public comments and move on to
thank you, Bernie.
Thank you. F1, discussion and possible action related to the appointments of standing committees.
Yes, board. This is the time when the board makes a choice as to which standing committee they would like to be on. There's two members per committee. The order of choice is president, a vice president, and then it goes by seniority, which would be Director Graves, followed by Director Lee, and followed by Director Gatto.
Okay, so we can start and just pick, so I get
you can
to
start, first. And we'll make sure Carol logs who picked where.
Okay, and my first choice would be water and wastewater.
I'm choosing water and wastewater.
Parks and Rec.
Finance.
Parks and Rec. Parks and Rec.
It's three. Yeah, that's all three. Three. You only get one. You said it three times.
Oh, it's
a little humor.
Come on.
That's the first round. And the second round, I'll pick Finance.
I'm going to pick communications.
I will take internal operations.
I'll take internal operations.
Communications.
And that wraps up the standing committees, correct?
That is correct, Carol. Did
yes.
You get all those?
Yes.
Okay,
ma'am.
Excellent.
F2.
F2 is, now regional, both of these standing committees and regional committees are 2 years terms. A year and a half ago is when we selected the regional committee, so technically it's not up until June, but we would urge the board to accelerate that to January, where it makes sense to pick those at the same time we pick the standing committees. So we're looking at regional committees, and again, it would go followed by president, vice president, Director Graves, Director Lee, and then Director Gatto.
I have a question about that before we get started.
Yes.
So, my understanding, okay, so what is this, what's the purpose of us picking these committees? Or what is our role? If we pick this, if we pick a committee, what is our role at that committee? I'm hazy. My understanding is that you don't go, anybody can volunteer to go to any meeting they want to go to. And if you go, you do not go with the authority of the board unless it's a particular meeting that the board sends you to with that authority. Or did, am I misunderstanding that?
That's correct.
So why do we pick committees? If you can't go with any authority, what difference does it make whether you pick a committee? Anybody can go to any committee they want to, as long as, at any time. So why do we go through this process? I'm confused.
So I know this is the discussion that we had before when we started going into these committee meetings. And I think the bottom line that came out of it was, there are some of us that will attend, and we are the ones that will bring back the information. For instance, I went to the ECCRPDs for quite some time, came back with updates. I went to the P6, so I'm going on my own, I'm not going for the board. It keeps us connected, but there isn't a requirement for you to do that.
And also with the East County Water Management Agency, they do want the...
I think that they've asked us to assign that.
And the other committees is the directors who are listed there are the ones that probably pay a little closer attention, go to the meetings, bring back information. It's all on a voluntary basis unless assigned by the board.
And also, I think that if you've chosen that committee and there's an item that comes up that the board feels that board representation needs to be at that committee, then the person who selected that committee would be, in my opinion, the representative from the board because they selected that committee.
That was part of the discussion we had on the previous meeting last year. Does that help?
I still don't see the purpose. I do understand that we need to assign one to the one that we're requested to send, that we have to approve some a first and a second for, and that makes perfect sense to me. The rest of them, it doesn't make sense, but okay. Pick and choose.
Right. We would pick the representative, and then we need to select alternates.
Okay. And the president goes first. So I will pick ECCFPD.
I'm going to pick the transportation agencies.
We go in the same order that we went before, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, so the second would be
Bill on the board. Do you hold position?
And Kevin.
I'll take P6.
I will take East County Water Management.
That's supposed to be president and vice president.
We changed that, remember?
Yep, last year.
Well, I guess staff didn't update it.
That's right.
I have here in front.
Actually, this is an older version.
It's okay. We got it.
That's okay.
All right. That was a cheap show.
Okay. So, no.
Thank you, man. So, I guess that leaves me?
Yep.
Yes.
I guess I'll go with the aviation.
So just for clarification, we have more than five, so we continue on primary.
Keep going.
But we don't pick one that someone else has picked. I'll pick the school district.
And LAFCO.
Special districts. I think that one of these.
Code enforcement.
So that's all for the primary. We have to keep on. And we start again from.
Do we pick secondaries for these?
There's all. What I'm saying is the secondaries. Do we start back at the beginning?
Well, I think it's keep on.
Or we do Brian picks the secondaries.
I think it's however you guys want to do it. Okay, your call.
Do Brian?
Do we need to pick another one?
Just for all secondaries.
Okay.
P6.
I'll go with the last one.
Water management.
ECCFPD.
CSDA.
supposed to be three?
There's still...
Be an alternate.
I'd have... I'll see three. Code enforcement.
And I will, as much, as many times as I've read the meeting minutes, I'll pick the aviation.
And I didn't write down what still they...
It's probably the transportation committee, which you've already chosen.
That's what I mean, I'm already on that.
I have the school district alternate.
School district is still open for an alternate?
That's what I have as blank.
And regional transportation.
There's a good choice.
And regional transportation is also blank.
All right, well, I'm already on that one. That's the two?
Those are the two alternates?
Going to the school district.
Okay.
I guess I'm going to transportation.
I guess I'm going to transportation.
You're going to transportation. And that should wrap that one up. Okay, any more questions, any questions or comments?
You'll send those out so we, because I've already forgotten.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Any other question for the board? Discussion? Any comments from the public? Public comments? And move on to F3, discussion about the annual board workshop for 2018.
This item concerns selecting a date for the annual board workshop. Staff recommends the date of Thursday, March 7, 2019, at 4 p.m. here at the community center. If that date does not work, staff remains flexible with finding a date suitable to the board. We anticipate it will probably take around 2 hours.
I'm good with 7.
I move for board approval if everybody's available.
Yes. Do I hear a second?
A second.
Good. Any other discussion? Any public discussion? Close the public discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carried.
If I may, board president, would the board desire council's presence at the board workshop?
Well, you know what I would do? I defer back to, did we have it last year?
No. We've not had it in the last 2 years. Usually what I do is try to evaluate whether a legal issue may arise during the workshop, and then I would invite them to attend. Otherwise, no.
Okay. Any discussion on that?
I don't think we've ever had council workshop.
Okay, so I would say no unless there's a topic that comes up that requires. So good question.
We're also available by phone if something does come up, so okay. That'd be fun too.
Okay. Item F4, discussion regarding Ludorf and Scalamanini, scope of work for Ludorf.
As described in the staff report, this item concerns contracting with Ludorf and Scalamanini to conduct a modeling assessment to determine if future well 8 would be more efficient and cost-effective as a standalone treatment well, or if it is better to continue with our current CIP project, which requires well 8 to work through our existing system and adding additional storage and filtering systems to our plants. I have Justin Chope here from Ludorf and Scalamanini to answer any questions and tell you any more.
Good evening. How's everybody doing? Hello. Happy New Year. Some new faces from the board of directors. Great to see you all. We just went through a logo change, and you know that's kind of our opportunity to sit our names to pronounce, but it's still Ludorf and Scalamanini Consulting Engineers. So we're the town's water engineering consulting firm. We've been assisting the town for several decades, looking at water supply wells and treatment and master plans. And what we've been working with the staff on is three particular CIP projects that are on the horizon. And these projects were envisioned originally in 2012 with the master plan. Of course, what we've seen is, per like Veolia's report, is there is water demand reductions. There's a lot of conservation. So we're looking at ways to make projects more efficient. When we look at projections in terms of urban water management plan, which is something that's more recent than the master plan that looks at conservation, all those are getting at is annual reductions from conservation. So I guess my point here is, as the way we're tracking this, these projects on the books still look like we're going to need them at full build-out. They still look like projects that are necessary at full build-out. And, but in light of the fact that there's been a lot of reductions, and I'm just going to go through these three projects real quick. The three projects on the books are Well 8, which is a replacement for Well 5A, which is a well that's failing, so that's a replacement well project. There's a new storage tank at Newport Water Treatment Plant, and the purpose of that is to make sure that we have water for fire safety reserve in Newport as build-out occurs, and we have peak flows that increase in the system, the peak instantaneous flow that drafts those tanks down. We have a smaller set of storage tanks at Newport, and so it was important when we were looking at that to make sure we had enough fire safety, and that's what that third tank at Newport would accomplish. And then there's a filter project for Willow Lake Water Treatment Plant. Of course, some of the impacts related to that filter project is the district offices and how that filter expansion would impact and possibly have us to have to relocate those offices. So that was one of the things that prompted us to look at, hey, are there alternatives for this filter project at Willow Lake? Do we need the filter at Willow Lake in our projections? You know, we still need the filter. We still need the filter capacity in the system. It doesn't necessarily need to be at Willow Lake. And we're even looking at how we could probably fit the filter at Willow Lake and not have to relocate the offices. Of course, there'd still be an impact in terms of parking. But one solution that we arrived at that seemed really enticing was this Well 8 as a standalone facility. And what that means is you currently have Newport and Willow Lake that treat water and put the water into, you know, get the treated water into your system through those plants. If Well 8 becomes a filter site, is the question. If Well 8 is somewhere else in the system and it has its own filter and it treats directly into the system, what that does is it lessens the burden on those other treatment plants. And from a preliminary analysis we did, it eliminates the need for the storage tank. We no longer need the storage tank at Newport because Well 8's providing, you know, supplementing water. So it becomes kind of a lead well concept. In terms of looking at the numbers, comparing to current projects in terms of, you know, comparisons to projects for well projects and filter projects. The savings that we're estimating for that is at least 0.7 million, if not more. Right now we're saying 0.7 million would be somewhat conservative in terms of the potential savings with doing this project instead of these three projects. So instead of these three, we'd have Well 8 standalone filter site. We would need chlorination facilities. We'd need a few other things, but it wouldn't need big storage tanks the way we have at these other treatment plant sites. It would just be a standalone site, feeds directly into the system. So we're all excited about this by looking at the savings, but it's really not something that we can just recommend and say, let's do this without really taking a close look at it. It's a divergence from the master plan of what was envisioned at that time in 2012, when we were seeing, you know, we were seeing growth, we were seeing water demand proportionally growing with housing, which is different now. But having said that, this well would still accomplish the same things that master plan set out to accomplish in terms of the supply and the reliability from where we're standing now. But what we're proposing to do is to conduct some modeling. So we have a hydraulic model of the system that was calibrated in the master plan. And what this modeling would show us is feasibility. So if we were to look at different sites that are possible Well 8 sites, we'd be able to model it at different flow rates and say, do we get the benefit of reducing enough flow from Newport to no longer need the tank, A. B, can we make Well 8 smaller than what is currently envisioned? Right now it's envisioned as a replacement for 5A, which is a 1,800 gallon minute well. Well, maybe we could find this benefit that we're looking to find with a smaller well. Maybe we could do it with a 1,000 gallon minute well and see even more savings there. So that would be the purpose of the study. Also, to look at kind of take a step back and look at the bigger, if there's something we're missing in terms of operational costs, working closely with the OLA, thinking about having a third chlorination facility that they have to tend to and fill. It wouldn't increase chlorine usage, but it would be a third site that would need to be managed. So thinking of that, thinking of siting options, and thinking of permitting with DDW to modify the drinking water permit to have this to have this option. We're basically trying to look for any sort of big picture fatal flaws that we're missing on this. I don't want to call it a back of the envelope because we've done a little bit more than that up to this point, but on this preliminary analysis that we've done. So that's what's before the board tonight is a proposal for my company to conduct the modeling efforts to work closely with staff and work closely with Veolia and produce a report that can really compare these options side by side. Look at costs. We would have a more refined cost by identifying the capacity of well that we need, looking at operation maintenance costs, looking at permitting. And a potential benefit here is also, which I don't know standing here what you know how likely this is, having a third site in the system as producing water would improve hydraulics, that's for sure. Without a doubt, it's going to have another source of water coming into the system, so it's not gonna stress the system as much during fire flows. There were some pipe projects that were envisioned during the master plan to meet fire flows, the current fire code requirement of 1,500 gallons per minute. So the question would be is, do any of these sites we're looking at also reduce those potential piping projects, the need for those piping projects, which standing here, we just don't know until we do the study. So that's the summary.
Does the board have questions, clarifying questions?
I don't have any clarifying questions. It, at the Water Wastewater Committee, it's been discussed a number of times. And I'm just looking at it from the standpoint we have a potential for some major savings, you know, $700,000, but we have to spend some money to find out whether it's viable or not. I personally think the expenditure to do the modeling is worth the long-term view.
Yeah, just, you know, talking about a $20,000 study here, including the model and look at the entire system impact, and, you know, and that's on a $3.9 million budget for the entire projects. And so I think, you know, for a half a percent to have the option of spending that $3 million more wisely or being able to avoid some costs, I think it's a wise investment. So I would support it.
Director Reyes?
Bill said we've already ran it through the Water Wastewater Committee, and we think it's a great idea.
Okay. Just a question. So, as you build this well 8, I presume that the well 5 is 5-8 is going to be retired at some point.
Yeah, that's right.
We've got a build out of maybe 250 more lots. Mm-hmm. You know, there may be plus or minus, but two programs that are on the drawing board.
Right.
Does well, there's a plan you put together, I know it's not finalized, but does that cover us for long term?
It absolutely does. The 250 lots you're talking about were, I don't know specifically what they are, but there isn't any development projects I've heard of so far that were outside of the original study. So what we're looking at in terms of build out, still the same definition of build out that we were looking at when we did the master plan. If that answers your question.
Yeah, that does, absolutely.
Okay.
No more questions?
I just want a nice presentation, Justin. Thank you for putting that forward in a concise manner. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I enjoy coming.
Any public comments? There are no public comments. Thanks. All right. So, any discussion then on the final discussion on the money expenditure?
I'll move staff recommendation.
Second. Okay. I hear a first and second. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All those opposed? Pass. Item F5. Discussion and possible action regarding the plaque in memory of Bob Abadi. I hope I pronounced it correctly.
Yep. Bob Abadi is a longtime resident, past employee in Lions Club, member of Discovery Bay, who spent countless hours giving his time to various community projects and events. Bob Abadi passed away on January 22nd, 2017. The Lions Club has requested that a 5-inch by 8.5-inch Bob Abadi memory plaque be placed in the barbecue area at the community center. Our facility naming policy requires that the honoree be deceased for at least 5 years. In this case, there is no facility being dedicated or named, so the 5-year requirement does not apply to a memory plaque. staff seeking your approval for this.
Okay.
It did go before the Recreation Committee, and they recommended going forward with the flag.
Okay. And who was on the Recreation Committee? Who's the other?
Chris.
Okay, which is not here. Okay. Any clarifying questions? Any public comment? Okay, I'll bring it back to the board for discussion.
I think it's a great idea.
Okay.
Second.
Is that too quick?
It was a little quick.
Did you want to say something, Brian?
I did. I'll just add that as the current president of the Lions Club, while I don't feel there's any conflict in this particular case, I'll abstain from the vote and make sure there's full transparency with the public and myself.
That's good. So I did hear a first and a second. Any other discussion we just had? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, with one abstention.
Abstain.
Andy indicated he's recusing himself for the record. Okay. Abstain.
Informational item.
If I may, he's recusing himself for the record. He's not abstaining.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
Should I say that we're recusing?
Yes.
We're all fine.
Okay. We got you covered. A new word for you, okay?
Recuse.
Director's reports. We had a little change in the agenda. As you'll see, we've identified the committee that has had a meeting since the last meeting, committee meeting, so Water and Wastewater Committee meeting.
And basically what we discussed was the approval of the study, the modeling study.
Okay.
Was the basic, was the main agenda of that particular meeting. And
yeah, and then we had some updates on the manual and how they're moving along with that, and that's moving along at a good pace. It's being reviewed by our staff and by Veolia, but that's all I can recall.
Any other discussion? Manager's report?
Virgil's decided he didn't want to give a report on the Assembly Bill 606. Okay.
I'll talk about it. No, it looks like he's pretty excited.
Pretty good. As you know, maybe you don't know, there are so many darn laws that get passed, and they're all attorneys who pass these things. But no. Anyway, two of the bills outstanding that got passed this year deal with water, and one of them is starting pretty soon, 2023, is everybody's going to be regulated or asked to only use 55 gallons per person. And that's starting in 2023, 2025, it drops down to 50 gallons per person. The thing that the state hasn't come back with is what number are they going to apply to the person for irrigation. As you may know, that certain parts of our state, say like Half Moon Bay and the coast, they use very little water for irrigation. Whereas where we're at, we use a lot more. So a number somehow needs to come about. The thinking right now in Sacramento, or has been recently, was to add a second water meter to each home. That's the thinking going on. So what I want to do is just bring that up to your attention, just to be aware that may be coming down. That's all.
Well, and that actually answers, as you and I have discussed this before, but as I'm thinking about something, going, well, how does that work for somebody that has no irrigation, such as myself being in a townhouse, and if you're allowing other people extra water, why can't they just take longer showers and not water their lawn? But the second water meter will explain how they...
Well, in your case, you have water meters for your irrigation, so...
But it's outside of... my responsibility.
That is correct. And same thing with the San Bay, Iowa would be the same thing, would be applied there. But any single family homes would, if it goes through, would have a second water meter installed.
And there's just a million questions to answer.
I know.
Opens up. How do they know how many people live in the house?
They don't. And they want the water district to enforce it. So if you use 60 gallons a day, then we're the ones to put
it. I'm adopting.
Five
children by 2020.
Anyway, I want to kind of...
Just for the record.
This is still really in the early stages.
Okay. The other issue is if you have a second water meter, that means you have to add another line from that meter to the house.
What it would do is, where you have your sprinkler irrigation system today, where it comes off the main right there in the front of the house, would be redirected to that. Now, here's the other thing is, the newer homes being built today have a different plumbing code. So as soon as you leave the water meter, probably a foot in front of it has a T, and it has a valve right there, and that goes to irrigation lines, mainly at the lakes, maybe part of the lake shores that way. And so that would be easy to hook up a second water meter that would strictly just run irrigation. And for the existing homes, it would be a challenge. There's no doubt.
Point of clarification, Board. The new legislation is going to impose the requirements on the Urban Water Use Agency, and being that the town of Discovery Bay is an Urban Water Use Agency, they're not going to be looking at each individual user and how much water they're going to be pushing. The Urban Water Agency is going to have to meet their water use objective. The way they're going to come up with the objective is by how many customers you have, and they're going to come up with a determination by 2023 as to what the water consumption fee should be for that.
Now, for example, on that, and Andrew's correct. The month of December that we just completed, you know, we have to now turn in our monthly figures, and Bernie had indicated we took 39 million gallons out of the ground, and then we have so much commercial customers and so much irrigation. This time of the year, irrigation should be relatively low on our side of the house, the landscaping, we shut it all down. But I know friends of mine who have theirs, you can see the rain in and the sprinklers still running in the streets there. But we can, our number for December was just a hair over 80 gallons per person.
Even as low as it was, it was at 80 gallons per person.
That's right. But we still have people using sprinklers going on. And so it would be something we would just have to educate the individual, say you can't have this running, that type of, almost like the drought type of a situation where we'd have to play the drought comp.
So. Well, thank you for that.
All right.
Well, the detail behind that is this irrigation ban, which is what you're saying.
Yeah, there may be.
It may not be apples to apples.
Correct. Okay.
Good. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. And moving on to
general
manager's report. No report. Okay. Legal?
No report.
And correspondent? We've got you. Don't need him. Okay, and I turn it over to legal.
Town Discovery Bay will adjourn to closed session to consider the item identified on the agenda as N1.